6-2-2-3-7.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
Did you like the efficiency of the post office, the competence of FEMA, and the compassion of the IRS, we will love the nationalized health care bill.
Robert Scott Bell.
The British Medical Journal accused a researcher, Andrew Wakefield, of outright fraud.
People need to look at the details and not look at the headlines.
This is like Salem, the visceral response that they're trying to whip up in the public to try and crush this dissent.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
You know, it's only when you grow up and step back from him or leave him for your own career and your own home, it's only then that you can measure his greatness and fully appreciate it. That was a quote from Margaret Truman talking about dads. And happy Father's Day, by the way. Happy Dad is the Dude Day. Is Dad not the dude? He should be 24-7 all the time, just like Mom's the, I don't get the dudette all the time. But we'll acknowledge it, okay? It's a fun day. I've had some nice time with my kids this morning. We'll do some more afterwards, after the show. But I'm glad you're with me. We are live on GCN, as we are every week, and on affiliates all over this great land. Robert Scott Bell Show, the United States of Health Talk Radio, as well as Monday through Friday through naturalnewsradio.com. So a lot of healing to have happen, because we can't fit it into one segment, much less 2 hours. Nice surprise call from Dr. Bitar, wishing happy Father's Day to everybody as well. And he's a gifted healer in his own right, but a real bulldog. We talked about dads stepping up and being the warrior. Yes, the warrior. And this is something that, you know, often is not stimulated until you see your kids in harm's way. You know how it is. We just relax and we think, hey, it's easy. We don't have to worry about the family. They're taken care of. We got food on a plate. We got, you know, medicine in the cabinet. There are doctors out there to protect us. And then one day you realize the doctors may not be the protectors you thought they were. In fact, they may be the ones assaulting your children with vaccines and drugs. And when the day is, Dad, that you wake up and recognize the danger, hopefully not before it's too late, because unfortunately many children are harmed before dads get the clarion call to say, hey, wait a minute, you're not doing that to my kid. You're not injecting those toxic medicaments into my child. Yeah, doc, you want to, you drink it first. Yeah, drink it. That's right. Then we'll see how safe it really is. And I remember the ultimate dad who wasn't even a dad, but we talk about a male that understands defense. When I asked Michael Badnarik, the author of Good to Be King, he was the 2004 presidential nominee candidate, if you will, for the Libertarian Party, ran that year. And I was broadcasting live in Atlanta from the hotel. It was the Hyatt Regency, that hotel in Atlanta that has the Blue Dome on it. I think it has a rotating restaurant, too. The Sundial, is that it? No, that was the Petrie Plaza. I'm just remembering back to my days in Atlanta. And, you know, I was there, and he got the nomination unexpectedly. He came out. They wheeled him. Well, I mean, walked him. Wheeled him. He could have. He was like a deer in the headlights, what happened to him. Sat down at the table where I was broadcasting right outside the main hall. Fascinating piece of history there. So I started asking about all kinds of issues. And, of course, my focal point, medicine, healing, health freedom. And I said, hey, Michael, what happens when they try to mandate vaccinations, right? There was a lot of talk about bioterror and everything in 2004 and the Bioterror Response Act. Everybody's going to get vaccinated. So, Michael Bednarik, what do you think of that? He didn't even miss a beat, hardly blinked, and said, well, I'll just say this. Doc, you bring the syringe, I'll bring the 45, and we'll see who makes a bigger hole. Now, lest you think that's being unnecessarily violent, right? Because we're not advocating shooting doctors here. That's not the point. You know, I know my audience is intelligent. Not like, unlike people that watch, well, I'll talk about a show that people are watching that may be a little dumb, maybe making people dumb. But he basically recognized that if you're assaulted or threatened with assault by a potentially deadly weapon, you have an obligation and a right to defend yourself and your children. And when you realize that children are indeed killed by vaccines. Yes, it does happen. And even if they're not killed, they are maimed in many ways, neurologically, gastrointestinally, in so many ways, taken out of the life pool, whether they're converted into autism or the autism spectrum of disorders. That you, once you recognize this, do you understand why you could be forgiven for reacting maybe even violently in the protection of your child? Moms are getting it when they see this happen to their first child and they don't want to do it for their second. Remember the story of Marion Godboldo. I covered it here. Mike Adams, the health ranger, has covered it, did interviews with him at naturalnews.com. You know, here's a woman whose first child was vaccine damaged. So she decided that the second one wasn't even going to go to public school because she didn't want to have to deal with the vaccines that harmed her first child. Of course, she didn't know, based on the adverse events that occurred to her first child, that she would likely get a medical exemption if she went to enough doctors. Finally, she'd get one for her second child based on the adverse events that happened in the first child. But she didn't know. Like many authoritarian doctors, they just push the agenda. Of course, not the ones that I promote here and have on my show Monday through Friday, as well as the Sunday show here on GCN, on the Robert Scott Bell Show. But many doctors just push the agenda. They're not going to give you a medical exemption because they know that they risk examination by the medical licensing board. Wait a second. Doc, you gave a medical exemption to that child? How dare you? There's no real such thing. But Doc says, well, wait a second. The first child had an adverse event. This is more likely to mean that the second child can't methylate the mercury, right? If the doctor is intelligent. But no. That's going to give a red flag to the doctor. So the doctors are in double jeopardy here. If they do the right thing, they're busted. If they do the wrong thing, according to their medical boards, they could end up putting a child in the grave or sentencing that child to a lifelong debilitating neurological devastating condition. So, I feel for the docs, but at a certain point, Doc, you got to stand up and say, no. I will not compromise on what I know to be right and true. And I will not put a child in harm's way despite what the medical boards want to do. You know, that is integrity. That's like what Dr. Bitar has done. And there are a number of other doctors over the years we've had on this show. We need more dads like that willing to stand up to authority and authoritarians who don't know the truth or the facts. Or if they do, it's even worse. That they would compromise and be willing to sacrifice children for an allopathic paradigm that is horrific. Absolutely horrific. By the way, if you'd like to chime in on this special Dad is the Dude Day episode of the Robert Scott Bell Show, the number is 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Tom's working the board today. If you call, just let him know he's got to push all these buttons, so bear with him. But we'd love to hear from you with your question or comment. Talking about dads becoming the warriors, the defenders of the family. Don't let moms do it all. Dad, support mom when she recognizes the dangers of modern medicine. Don't side with the doctor here. You got to side with the family. You got to protect the family. But then again, the concern we have is if you ask permission to get married by government, government encroaches by virtue of the marriage license and then the birth certificate that you unknowingly allow the government to stamp on your child's forehead or put the print on their feet. And then they claim ownership of the child. So when you don't vaccinate, they ask questions. Had a call to my weekday show recently. So the CDC had called to inquire. Yeah, called a mom to inquire. Said, we see your children are not vaccinated. And they wanted to ask a few questions. And one of the last questions they asked is, who's your doctor? Can we have your doctor's name? The CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion. The CDC in Atlanta. Wants to know who your doctor is if you're not vaccinating. Because they want to bust some doctor heads. They can't have these doctors acquiescing to parental authority. Parents saying, no, doc, you know, I respect you. You're a pediatrician. You know some stuff. You want to check out my kid? Fine. But do not inject my kid with toxic medicaments for which there is no deficiency. And your doc says, okay, no problem. Just sign this paper that says I've given you, you know, I've offered it to you. And you acknowledge you've read, these are the risks that I know. Of course, they never tell you about the risk of vaccinating. It's only about the risks of not vaccinating. And having two unvaccinated kids and seeing around the world the kids that I visit with, around planet Earth, the healthiest children, dads, moms, are the children that have not been injected experimentally with these vaccines. That's the God's honest truth. Does it mean they won't get sick? No. It means that they'll have sickness and illness that is normal to childhood. And they'll develop what we call confer natural immunity. strengthen adaptation and be healthy without chronic diseases, without asthma, without attention deficit to the extent of an extreme case. I think every kid should have some ADD. So you're not a, if you don't have it, you're not a kid. You know, try sitting down in a government indoctrination center all day. Forget that noise. If your kid does that, he's already on drugs. Yeah, we don't want that here. That's not what we celebrate here on Dad's Day. We celebrate the drug-free families, right? Or those that are trying to be so, trying to do so. But now we've got the added detriment, the threat of radiation coming at us from all levels. I talked about the double CT scans that were happening by Modern Medicine. If you got good insurance, they'll double CT scan you. It'll cost a lot, but it won't cost you because you got insurance. It's good. Just do your little copay. Now they're trying to scare us all with E. coli contaminated vegetables in Europe. Weirdly enough, the E. coli that they're finding there, oh, it's resistant to 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 strains of antibiotics, if I call them strains. How does that happen in the wild? No, that's an X-Files episode. That means somebody's releasing this stuff for a very specific purpose. And that purpose often is to get you to accept more government control, regulation, and authority over the food supply of planet Earth. Yes, that's right. And this is another area where, dads, you're going to have to be the warriors. You're not only going to have to protect your family from modern medicine, you're going to have to protect your family from government that doesn't want you to grow your own food, doesn't want you to feed your kids organic non-GMO foods, and to know that that food is superior, that it contains all the vitamins, minerals, and trace minerals you need, or most that you can get from food, and then supplement additionally, but they don't want you to know what's in supplements, or if they do, they don't want you to know that they do anything. But we want you to know that here, and I'll tell you more about that on the other side of this break on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Call me now, 800-259-5791. Rocking the health world this Father's Day. Coming right back after this message, or few messages from my sponsors. Be right back.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver Bioactive Silver Hydrosol is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts. Wild Chagan birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild Chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body.
and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with wild birch bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You're listening to the Godzilla of Health Talk Radio.
Run! It's Godzilla!
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
If the past cannot teach the present and the father cannot teach the son, then history need not have bothered to go on, and the world has wasted a great deal of time. Quote from Russell Hoban this Father's Day on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you for being here. 800-259-5791. Are we going to learn from history? Do we learn from our dads? You know, the kind of great stuff we learn from grandpa and dad? You know, those are the greatest memories. I lost my dad a couple of years back now, and, you know, love him, miss him dearly. There's a great deal of things. So if your dad's still alive, tell him you love him. Say Happy Dad's Day. Say it every day. You know, that's the point of this. Is I say the power to heal is yours every day. It's not something that is once in a while. We just sometimes need to be reminded of that. But do we learn from history? Talk about the radiation issue. Japan halts nuclear plant cleanup. Did you hear this? This is stunning. This is off FT.com. A rise in radiation halted the cleanup of radioactive water at Japan's Fukushima nuclear power station on Saturday. It's hours after it got underway, a fresh setback in efforts to restore control over the quake-stricken plant. Dads, this is another thing that, you know, if moms aren't doing so already, we've got exposure to radiation levels already. It was bad enough in modern medicine where they love to X-ray you and CAT scan you. And in the TSA, in the airports, they love to, you know, put you into backscatter X-ray machines. You know, there's not radiation, no problem for the government. Is there a reason why there's been pretty much a blackout on what's really happening here? Japan halts the plant cleanup. Why? Because there's too much radiation. It's too dangerous to even clean it up. That means this stuff is going out in the Pacific Ocean. It may be spewing still into the air. There are news that if you're on the West Coast particularly, you're up in a beautiful Vancouver listening to this show, you're in Seattle, you're in Portland, you may be breathing as many as five what they call hot particles a day. These are radioactive particles that may get lodged in your lung tissue, continually releasing the ionizing radiation, damaging the tissue, depending on your level of antioxidant activity, how much selenium you have in your system, how much seaweed you're consuming. You could be precipitating cancer right now. And I don't say that to scare you. I say that to be, well, let's say responsible. To do that which we know we can and should be doing to counteract it. To remove it. To detoxify from it. As I said, it is so imperative. I've been saying it for years here. How we need to get the whole food forms of selenium and other precious and preventive antioxidants and minerals into the body. Selenium being high along the priority list. 200 micrograms a day minimum. Dad, you listening? How about for kids? Absolutely for kids as well. And seaweed. Sea vegetation. Now we're having to look to sources in the Atlantic and other oceans in the world because of the concern for contamination of radioactive particles within the Pacific. I don't know how far it has traveled at this point. But we have to pay attention to these things. Because in the seaweed that is still very viable, we have amounts of iodine in vegetal form that are very protective as well. Unless you're really close to a nuclear radiation plant that is releasing mass amounts, potassium iodide is not recommended under normal use. But the iodine forms that are out there that are food grown, if you will, from seaweed, very recommended to increase. I've talked about the use of homeopathic medicine to counteract ionizing radiation. And my dear friend, Dr. Frank King, has helped to develop something. We worked on this to get this out almost immediately after we saw what was happening at Fukushima. And if you have not already gotten your EMF detox remedy, what are you waiting for? This is something we're doing here far afield from the West Coast. We're on the East Coast, and we're still doing it in my family. Giving a spray or two to the kids every day of the EMF detox. you're not sure what that is, go to kingbio.com. And I've got links at robertscottbell.com and some of my news updates for my daily show as well. And in the Peace of Mind Remedy Kit, it's included. Go ahead, get the Peace of Mind Remedy Kit. It's included in there, the EMF detox, all the things we need to counteract what's happening right now. And these things are damaging the thyroid. I had a question about thyroid health. You damage the thyroid, you, by in turn, damage the immune system. You damage the immune system, you become weak and susceptible to any and all microbes. Hence, the germ theory comes back and says, aha, see, we told you the flu virus was coming, the pandemic was coming, right? And I've warned you against the garbage speak from the CDC for many years, that the pandemic flu was not coming because the virus got stronger or it mutated, whether it was in a lab or outside of it. But it was because the people have become weaker. And radiation is now that plus factor that we did not need. That is, you know, we're not going to see a cleaner environment unless there's alien technology that's beamed down from the Star Trek Enterprise anytime soon. We are going to have to live with increased exposure to radiation, increased contamination. Does that mean we just give up? Right? I talked to a TSA agent and said, hey, I'm a little concerned about you standing over there next to that ionizing radiation scanner. And the answer was, well, you got to die of something. Is that your answer, too? Is that how are you going to explain that to your kids? You just got to die of something. We can't do anything. No, you can do something, and you're going to have to do something. If you don't, you're one of the wussies, and I say this with a lot of love, that may suffer and needlessly suffer and may have your kids needlessly suffer because you didn't take the time to learn what needed to be learned to protect your children. What kind of dad doesn't protect his children? Of course, the dads that believe that doctors know more than they do about raising children, about what's safe for children, about what can and should be done versus what they do, which damages the immune system. Yes, this is sort of an in-your-face Dad's Day moment, but dads, I'm imploring you to step up and be the warrior like Dr. Batar in the protection of your family, your wife, your kids. If your mom's already, you know, or your wife's already done it, kudos to her. God bless you for doing it. And I hope that it stimulates your husband, if your husband is not listening right now, to stand up with you in defense of your children. Because Lord knows the government's not doing it. They're keeping a quiet lid on what's happening in Fukushima and the fact that we are being exposed. So I am counteracting it with homeopathic iodum. Yes. Kali iodatum, which is potassium iodide in homeopathic form. Radium bromatum, uranium metallicum. We've got all of these remedies in homeopathic medicine to counteract the energy. And if you're a homeopath, you know what I'm talking about. It's the plus factor in addition to the selenium, the iodine, the sea vegetation, and all of the antioxidants. We've got to get ahead of the curve here and not wait for the cancers to express, but to protect our bodies, to give the body so much of what they need, which they've always needed. But now they need it doubly, triply important. Are you up for the challenge? Are you up for taking care of your family that way? Or are you so convinced that all you need is reality TV and a pack of s'mores? Do they sell s'mores in packs? Or do you have to go out and make those? And I hope if you do, there's organic chocolate and organic graham crackers. Is there organic marshmallows? Marshmallows, huh? I'll have to see if that exists. Obviously, that's organic junk food. If you're going to do junk food, please make it organic. At least you're basically exposing your children to a little less toxins along the way, even though you may be giving them refined carbohydrates, which not the ideal thing to do. What else do we have to do on Dad's Day here? Wide open the phones, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Be patient on the phones if you're calling from around the world. We'll get to you. We're coming right back with more powerful healing in the United States and world of Health Talk Radio. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty after this.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
The American people think they live in a constitutional republic. Land of the free, home of the brave. Right.
Just try those lines on the judge when you get a ticket or have to deal with a big bad IRS.
Instead, use escapeharassment.com. Since 1972, our volunteer group of researchers and educators have successfully taught how to escape tickets by law, and it works. Escape Harassment has three different steps to follow, depending on where you are in the ticket process. Learn how to escape tickets, IRS, or court proceedings before you go to court. For free, three-minute pre-recorded information and FAQs, call this toll-free number, 1-877-457-9009. That's 877-457-9009. Or go to escapeharassment.com and see our money back guarantee. That's escapeharassment.com. Remember, escape harassment works.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, welcome back to the United States of Health Talk Radio. Happy Father's Day to you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and me. And thank you for all your well wishes as well, all my friends on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere. Those of you who haven't signed up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. Also, if you're interested in the weekday show, Monday through Friday, go to naturalnewsradio.com. Put your email in there. It's free. You'll get daily updates with links and all the stories we cover, all the wonderful guests that I have, and also access to the archives for free, as long as we can keep it that way. Lots of cool stuff. I mentioned that in Japan, they're halting the cleanup of radiation there because there's too much of it. What are you doing to protect your kids? I've got a link up. Those are my Facebook friends. You see it right there right now to King Bio Remedy that we take every day, EMF Detox. Talk about electromagnetic frequencies as well. I interviewed Ann Louise Gibbelman, in fact, and actually moderated her discussion at the Health Freedom Expo last week. Remember, we were there, had a great time, and we're talking about EMF, EM fields. We've got a lot of things. A lot of things assaulting us, and children much more susceptible. If you're letting your kid have a cell phone, we finally broke down and got one just for emergency purposes only. If we know we're going to have him out there in an area where we don't know where he'll be or he's out, that we have, but he doesn't use it unless it's to call us or text us. And texting would be preferable for kids using this stuff because of the damage it does, the reality. And Louise Gittleman talked about the story that she had developed a tumor in the area where she was on her phone nearly 24/7. Thankfully, it wasn't a malignant scenario. She had it removed, and she's recovering and doing quite well. But these are the things we're going to have to pay a lot of attention to. How do we counteract the electro pollution in addition to the radiation pollution that has become so prevalent? And I keep asking the question about how much are you willing to do? How much are you willing to do? And then they scare you. They try to scare you in Europe with E. coli contaminated sprouts. So they try to go after the organic food. Right? In France, they call it biologique. Biologique. I can't speak French. My wife speaks it, and she can speak a nice accent. Love it when I hear that. Kind of like Morticia and what's the guy, Gomez in the Addams Family. I love it when you speak French. That's right. Should food irradiation return to the table? I told you, modern medicine loves irradiation. Obviously, nuclear radiation now, too. And the government loves it. The FDA loves it. They're going to promote radiating food again. This is all part of the E. coli scare. This is the tactic. We've got a lot of nuclear waste. We've got to find a way to do it, just like fluoride. We talked about fluoride earlier. You realize it's a waste product of an industry, a mining industry. And rather than having the expense of having to dispose of it according to hazardous waste guidelines to protect the environment, they then sell it to us like the buffoons and doofuses we all are. They say, fluoride is good for you. And we repeat, fluoride is good for us. It's like a freaking Jedi mind trick. Yeah, these aren't the droids you're looking for. But the fluoride, yes, you're looking for that, and you want to drink as much of it every day in the tap water. And now they want to do the same thing in regards to the food you eat. You need radiation. You don't get enough from Fukushima now. Plant in Nebraska we're concerned about as well in the U.S. We're going to radiate your food because we have waste radiation. We need to use it. We need to sell it back to you. Hey, the TSA, Michael Chertoff. Yes, lobby those things into existence. Rapist scan. Was it Rapiscan? Sorry. You see the names on those ionizing radiation scanners in the airports? And now they want to nuclear and irradiate and destroy your food. All in the name of protecting you from E. coli that they may have released. Because it was already resistant to what, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 strains, 9 antibiotics? How does that happen in the wild? Not bloody likely. Again, my message to dads. Moms have already woken up. A lot of you have. You've become the mom warriors. We need the dad warriors to protect our children from government. Because government in collusion with big pharma, with big agribusiness, we're talking different forms of fascism. I just called up a family friends of mine. They're like family to me, like a mom and dad, an extra mom and dad. You know, some of you have those. To wish a happy Father's Day. He wasn't there, but I talked to his wife, my dear friend. She said, hey, what do you think? Where are you politically? You know, I said, if I had to choose, I'm a Ron Paul Republican. Although I don't like the name Republican. I don't like the label, but I love liberty. She said, yeah, starting to get wind of the socialism and the Democrats, interestingly enough. Yeah, even if the people following the Democratic Party are waking up, there's good news. Hey, we got lots more to do on Father's Day, including a moment of done, a couple of segments. Stay with me. Robert Scott Bell coming right back after this.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Giving the pharmaceutical industry cardiac arrest.
Clear.
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Happy Father's Day! A truly rich man is one whose children run into his arms when his hands are empty. Yes, I can't tell you the feeling it is when you do that. And your kids give you a big hug and a kiss. My goodness, Father's Day, if you get that, you are truly rich. But then again, we have a small boy's definition of Father's Day. It's just like Mother's Day, only you don't spend so much. That's good. And also this one. You would talk about a rich dad? Well, maybe not. A father is a guy who has snapshots in his wallet where his money used to be. Yeah, Tom, you were just telling me that on the break. You don't have enough money in your wallet yet for kids. I understand that because it's going bye-bye when you have them. So be prepared economically, emotionally, all of those things. As I told you, my imaginative technique when I was in my 20s to help me know when I was ready to be a dad. Of course, I was married already, but I was like, am I ready for kids yet, right? Yeah, that's the big thing. I imagined my life 10 years into the future without them. And with them, and the feeling I felt as if I was 10 years older, and I knew right then and there I was ready. I wanted to have them in my life. And I wanted to provide for them in the ways, you know, we always do that maybe our mom and dad didn't. In my ways, it's not about the wealth economically so much as it is the vitality, the nutrients, the nutrition, the food. Giving them the best platform to experience life in a healthy body. You know, when they're 18 and out of the nest, okay, they can decide which way they're going to go at that point. But until then, you know, we're going to give them the greatest opportunity to be strong, healthy, and vital. Now, Tom, do we have a call on the line? Yes or no? Yes, we do, Tom? All right. It looks like we've got, who is this, Lori in Iowa?
Yes.
Lori, welcome to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, Robert.
Hello. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. I was just reading on the internet earlier, businessinsider.com, one of the nuclear plants in Nebraska near Fort Calhoun, the Missouri River has flooded it, the first level is flooded, and it's degrading, and some of the radioactive material is releasing, and it's going down the Missouri River.
Yeah, I've been following that. I don't have verification of it, but then again, the fact that there's a pretty much a media blackout other than these mentions, it's very worrisome. And we've been talking about all of these issues coming as if it was not going to, let's say, inhabit here in the United States. But we've got a lot of nuclear plants, and that form of energy is not clean, in fact, And when it goes wrong, it is disastrous beyond belief. It's not like an oil platform blowing up, you put the fire out. Or even the oil spilling into the Gulf and you can, you know, nature can find a way to clean it up. This is very serious. We are going to have to do something. I mean, moms and dads together stepping up and saying, we've got to find another way to produce energy.
Exactly. You know, that's only 2.5 hours west of me. And it's like, oh my, what are we going to do about it? How am I going to protect
myself? Do you already have the EMF detox from King Bio?
No, I don't.
All right, I'm going to give you a toll-free number. You better call them on Monday and start ordering it. Get a whole Peace of Mind remedy kit because we need that counteracting. People know about the minerals, maybe you know already, but the energetics are going to be very important as well, especially if you have kids. EMF detox from King Bio, 800-543-2345, 800-543-2345. And that'll get you started, Lori, and I appreciate the call. I really do. Thank you, Tom, for getting that up for me. Listen, you know, these are things that we cannot sit down and go, oh, my gosh, it's too much, and freeze like a deer in the headlights. We cannot do that, especially if we have kids. We are obligated to take care of them. We brought them into this world, you know, and then someone said, well, I can take you out, too, right? When they're bad, you want to say that. But, no, I mean, there are threats much bigger than their bad behavior, and that is these environmental exposures, toxins, now radiation. Now, we can outpace this to a great degree. Obviously, if you're in very close proximity, the potassium iodide to protect the thyroid is legitimate. But caliiodatum, which is homeopathic form, if you have the EMF detox, at least you'll have that very simple, a water-based spray to spray in your mouth. If you have acute exposure more frequently, if it's more chronic, low level, once a day, maybe two or three times a day, I'd probably be doing it three times a day if I was on the West Coast right now, knowing what I know. And I mentioned the issue of the particles, the hot particles being inhaled, stuck in the lung tissue. You know, I talked about increasing glutathione levels. You've heard a Stephen Huer on this show at OneWorldWay.com. Get the glutathione-enhancing One World Way. Up the glutathione. That will help us to detoxify the damage from all kinds of things, toxins and radiation. We eventually want to chelate and bind it out. But also, I got a call on my weekday show. This was fascinating. They nebulized the silver hydrosol I talked about. I didn't even tell them to do it. They figured it out because the husband had a lot of lung problems. He did that. Healed the asthma and the allergies. Of course, when we heal lung tissue, silver is great at regenerating tissue integrity. But we also need the silica that is so lacking in much of the American diet. And the silica I utilize is from Alpha Health Products. When I get it from Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. And he's at 866-424-1077. Listen, these are simple tools, they're inexpensive tools, and they are life-saving tools. You've got to have them. You don't have them, you can't use them. And you want to protect yourself. That's what we do here, bring you the power to heal back to you. Hey, listen, we're going to lighten it up a little bit in the last segment of the day on Father's Day with a little bit of moment of you-know-what. Coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Stay with me.
You've been waiting and waiting and waiting to prepare. And now, it's here now. The huge summer blowout sale at TrueWilderness.com. How much will you save? Up to 70% store-wide. Save this week on Alpine Air No. 10 cans, Wise Food Storage, Berkey Water Filters, Food Dehydrators, Pressure Cookers, Sawyer Water Filters, and much more at up to 70% off. But only at TrueWilderness.com. This is the preparedness sale you've been waiting for. TrueWilderness.com has every item you need for any emergency. Shelter in backpacks, knives and tools, lighting and radios, first aid, food storage, water filters, and much more. And now, during the huge summer blowout sale, save up to 70%. Call 877-573-7173 or go to TrueWilderness.com. Hurry, call 877-573-7173 or shop online at TrueWilderness.com. This summer sale is going on now through June 25th. True Wilderness, an urban survival company.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow, guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has a
an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Making sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, Dad is the dude, and if he's not, tell him he should be, right? That's it here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Go to robertscottbell.com, sign up for email alerts, my daily show, Monday through Friday, through naturalnewsradio.com as well. And you can sign up for email alerts there. And I'm really grateful for all the kind messages. Happy Father's Day all the way around to you all out there as well. Now, this is a time where we lighten things up. Sometimes there are studies, you know, that show, wow, it's amazing what they show. But then there are studies that show things that are so patently obvious, they could only be called our...
Moment of Duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Does what you watch reflect your intelligence? Or does it reduce your intelligence? There was actually a study that found that watching reality TV, one particular show, might make you dumber. That's right. This is, any fans of Jersey Shore out there? I hope not, because this is kind of embarrassing. The Jersey Shore. New research suggests watching something dumb might make you dumber. Dumb and dumber-er. In other words, you are what you watch. Now, hey, listen, I have some guilty pleasures when I watch stuff, right? I'll admit it. I like American Idol. I enjoy the singing competition. That's sort of, that's reality TV. I don't know. Is it making me dumber? So far, let me know. I mean, you know, sometimes I'll stumble on a word and that's abba-da-bee, abba-da-boo. But the Jersey Shore, all I've heard about this, and I would admit if I've watched the show, but I have not, but it sounds so horrifically, you know, it's like we got enough problems in life that we got to watch these bozos. Unless it somehow makes you feel better about your life, then maybe I could understand. But they call this thing that they're identifying media priming. The idea that the things we watch or listen to or read influence our emotions and our behavior perhaps more than we realize. Come on. Is that really? I mean, that's a moment of duh. Is it not? You watch a show like this, your IQ's going down. It's going down, down, down. The particular study may be the first to use fictional characters in a narrative to show an effect on people's cognitive performance, says lead author Marcus Apple. Or Appel, a psychologist at Austria's University of Linz. I don't know what to say beyond that, but the Jersey Shore. I'm not saying people that live on the Jersey Shore are stupid. You may be smart, but to watch a show about it? I don't know. What you've been, I quote here from this article, what you've been thinking about recently or seeing recently is at a higher level in your consciousness. So your brain is kind of predisposed in that direction. This is Professor Emerita of Communication Arts and Outreach Director, Center for Communication Research at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. So, if you've just seen a movie about a really altruistic people and you get an opportunity to behave altruistically, you'll probably do it, rather than if you've been watching a movie about selfish people. Okay, so behavior is impacted by what you watch, sure. Yeah, that's not a problem. I can understand that. But here we are on Dad's Day. I hope you're not sitting at home watching the Jersey Shore. I hope you're outside enjoying the Jersey Shore if you got a nice summer day to do so. up there in Jersey. And, you know, immensely grateful for the opportunity to be with you every week here on GCN as we've been doing the Robert Scott Bell Show, honestly, you know, since it was started as Jumpstart Your Health in 1999 in Atlanta. Been basically on every week with rare exceptions since 1999. Can you imagine that? What year is this? 2011? That's 9, 12, 13 years. And then while continuing on now 6 days a week, my goodness, the consciousness is shifting. I have to say this because you can't, you know, you can't bring things out until the consciousness is ready to accept it, or they'll outright reject you or attack you. You know, I talked about a lot of the things Ron Paul has been saying for 30 years. And more recently, you know, when he ran for president in 2008, is it? Yes. And how he was, you know, the outcast, the long shot, this and that, but got a loyal, passionate following. Here we are heading to 2012, and it's growing, and it's growing, and it's growing. And yet the media is still doing its level best to pretend he's just an outcast, an outlier. He's not really, you know, but he's literally, he's driving the debate in the Republican Party. You've got Newt Gingrich saying, audit the Fed. Come on now. That's impressive. Now that is a dad who is a dude. That is a great grandparent who is a dude, that Ron Paul. You know, and the consciousness is shifting. You follow me? Things he said were thought to be radical 4 years ago. Now commonplace almost. Austrian economics, Keynesian, John Maynard Keynes, except Bill O'Reilly doesn't get it. Did you know that? Bill O'Reilly doesn't know what Keynesianism is. Doesn't hurt. He's on with, who is that libertarian on there on Fox News? I can't remember his name now. He's a good guy. I've interviewed him over the years. Josh Stossel, that's it. Stossel now. My brain's gone. I must have been talking about the Jersey Shore. See, even talking about the Jersey Shore and you get stupider. All right, turn that one off. But Stossel's bringing up, you know, the last debate in New Hampshire of Ron Paul. He said basically Ron Paul was right on everything he was saying. And O'Reilly was trying to mock him for saying Keynesian and bubbles. It's like, yes, that's very intelligent of you. You probably had people from the Jersey Shore on your show, the O'Reilly Factor. Have he? Has he? I don't know. But I wouldn't put it past him. But consciousness shifting. Then somebody had written to me about Ron Paul and says, well, he won't talk about what he really believes about 9/11. Right? And if anybody with a lick of sense that has looked into 9/11 knows that the official story is the story there to protect the officials. It is not the truth about what happened, how it happened, and all the things that led up to what happened. Yet if Ron Paul were to tell you what he might believe, what I might think he believes, and this is just a speculation, he would be ostracized and immediately removed from any of the discourse because it's an excuse utilized to say we don't have to pay attention to you. Because you have a cognitive, rational thought process in place to question what you see and what you're told, and you question authority. And if you question certain things, like it used to be vaccines, now you can question them. Some people might not like it, but you can't. But this is what we're talking about, a change in consciousness. Shift happens, and you're helping me to do just that by being here, by communicating the things you hear, by experiencing them, by living differently according to what you learn. And then you impact on others' lives, not necessarily by what you say necessarily, but by what you do. You know, they say, be the change that happens that you want to be in the world, right? Be the change that you want to see in the world. That's true. Don't wait for somebody else to do it. Don't wait for Washington to do it. Don't beg the authoritarians who want to see you intoxicated and radiated to do it. They're not going to do it. Stop asking for permission where none is required. Dads, did you get the message? Now go and hug your kids and hug your wife and say thanks to them for supporting you and all you do. Honey, I love you. Thank you for your support of me. Kids, love you too. I'll get together with you after the show today. This is the place where health, freedom, and liberty live in media. The Robert Scott Bell Show, reminding you every week that the power to heal is yours. Happy Father's Day.